Welcome to Chapter 2, where we're going to explore the structure of a cell, and I have to say, it's really exciting to dive into this topic. In this chapter, we will cover the basic architecture of a typical cell, and I think you'll find it's pretty fascinating. So, let's get started, shall we? So, why is understanding cell structure important, you might ask? Well, it's kind of like trying to build a house without a blueprint. You need to know what the different parts are and how they work together to create a functional whole. Cells are the basic building blocks of life, and their structure is crucial to their function, so let's break it down. A cell has three primary regions, and I want you to think of them like different rooms in a house, each with its own unique function. There's the plasma membrane, which is like the front door, it controls what comes in and out of the cell. Then there's the cytoplasm, which is like the living room. It's where all the action happens, with lots of different organelles and structures floating around. And finally, there's the nucleus, which is like the library. It's where all the cell's genetic information is stored. Now, let's talk about organelles, which are like the different appliances in a house. Each one has a specific job. The cell membrane, for example, is responsible for selective import and export, maintaining the cell's shape, and receiving signals from outside the cell. The cell wall, on the other hand, is like a protective shield. It provides mechanical support and helps maintain the cell's shape. Can you think of a time when you've heard of a cell wall before, maybe in the context of plants or bacteria? As we explore the different organelles and their functions, I want you to remember that each one plays a vital role in the cell's overall function. It's like a team working together. If one member isn't doing its job, the whole team suffers. So, let's take a moment to review. What are the three primary regions of a cell, and what are some of the key organelles and their functions? Okay, so to sum it up, in this chapter, we've covered the basic architecture of a cell, including the plasma membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus, as well as some of the key organelles and their functions. And I think you'll find that as we move on to the next chapter, we'll be building on these concepts, exploring them in even more detail. So, stay tuned, because it's going to get even more interesting. We'll be diving into the world of cellular transport and signaling, and I think you'll find it's really cool.